no objection. In fact, if the, I don't know whether the secretariat would be in a position to reproduce the that particular report, because I think it's something that one would probably like to bring home rather than wait for a few months before we finally get the final report.
I don't know if there's anybody here from the secretariat and if whether there would be time to do it. John, what do you say?
But unfortunately, we haven't got the time. But we will. What we will do is we'll post it out. We'll do it in the next few days and post it out. It might even beat you home. How's that?
All right. I think that's good. So we should be able to receive it in mail within a week or 10 days.
Defy the secretariat, I'm certain, and I'll have it run off, and if you can just tell me where I send it to, I can polish you a little bit too, perhaps. Okay?
Thanks a lot. And while we're on that score, would every chairperson please leave their handwritten notes? We have number 9. You're going to post me yours. Every other chairperson, would you bring, after this session's over, bring them down and give them to Teresa, please. Teresa.
Yes.
Okay. Would you do that? And don't go without it. Do you want to say anything?
We'd really welcome suggestions from you, because we would like that consensus statement to be reflective of the broad cross-section of the participants here. Are there any other issues or points that you think should be incorporated in that consensus statement, aside from the report of Workshop 9?
Oh, I would like to suggest that there are many points in the other reports that are very important, Teresa, that this is... I think what I interpret Dr. Tegas was that he was saying the trend or the type of philosophies enunciated in that one were what he would like to see in the consensus, but I think there were some tremendous points in all the others that must be included.
Yes, but you see, I think we cannot publish a thick consensus statement. The idea here was just a couple of pages. So we would have to just really highlight the very important points that we think we would want to come up with.
I think a drafting process would bring together, I picked up a lot of points that were consistent in very important ones in many different presentations here today. And I don't think perhaps it'll take a few hours' work. Once we type up all the results of all the workshops, plus all the other information, I think much of the material may well drop out. Now, I'm emphasising the point you're saying. If we post that to each country delegation, it provides you to have an opportunity to have a discussion on that material and send back your written comments by a deadline. And I think the process of developing it in that way may well be more beneficial and fruitful than us dashing into 2 or 3 paragraphs that may miss some vital points.
Barry, outside in the hall there's an evaluation sheet, just a rough one. Perhaps people could write on the back of that evaluation sheet the points that they think should be brought out in the consensus statement. Then we could correlate it all and put it in a formal document.
Yes, also on that evaluation sheet, it's very important that we obtain your constructive comments about the Congress. If we are to improve in the next one, we would need some ideas, some that work. We already... would you want them distributed now? No, I think if everybody ensures that maybe have somebody at the door on the way out.
But you see, I have my doubts. If you...
evaluation sheet, it's very important that we obtain your constructive comments about the Congress. If we are to improve... No, I think if everybody ensures that maybe have somebody at the door on the way out...
But you see, I have my doubts. If you take it home with you, I have my doubts that we will get one-third of it back. I think it's got to be done here before we go. Anyway, some sort of ticking what you think you like, you didn't like. It will not take anyone more than 5 minutes just to give us immediately a feedback. Because our experience has been is that if you take it back home and we'll wait for it, we may never get it from most of you. So if you don't mind, can you keep, can we keep you just a few minutes more if that's what it will have
okay,
to take?
Okay, well, the staff are going to hand out those forms in a moment. There are two or three other notices then before we come to the concluding segment. There is a list of additional participants on the desk outside for collection of by anyone interested. There were some not on the original list. There's also some additional papers and speeches you may be interested in, so please don't hesitate to take them with you. I'm not certain of the deadline we hope to make or what deadline we'll set for you to get the whole proceedings. I guess it'll take a couple of months anyway with editing and other things. Lastly, our treasurer says, if by any chance you've still not paid, we would appreciate receipt of your payment. Should anyone have any difficulties in doing so, part payment would be very welcome as it would cover the cost of meals as the Congress budget is still tight. Doesn't look too good, does it? I hope the treasurer's not going to give me bad news. Now, I think just one little thing. Peter Mitchell left his business cards here. If Peter's here or anybody that is close to Peter in the Commonwealth Bank. So they're down here. I think that's all I have. Back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, that consensus statement will largely be drafted by Barry here together with Teresa Nieva and Gusty Ortigas, incorporating the comments that you may have as you submit this afternoon. And then this will be distributed. Otherwise, we'll never get that consensus statement out. So on behalf of the participants to the 4th Asian Business Congress on Human Development, allow me to express our deepest appreciation and thanks to the Australian Committee for their determination in hosting this unique Congress in a unique year, Australia's bicentennial year, in a unique Asian country, Australia, and in the year of the dragon. If not for the many acts of faith declared by Barry Council, John Rossman, and Teresa Nieva, this Congress would not have taken place. We would like to express our appreciation to the leaders of Australia's business, politics, service clubs, and others who lent their moral support to the organization of this Congress. They also encourage a number of their members to offer substantial financial assistance, which was vital for our success. John Ralph's chairmanship was also a most valuable contribution, and his secretary, Christine Austin, executives Catherine Tales and Ian Hoare-Lacy helped greatly. The hosting committee members also graciously supported the Congress by officially participating in individual segments. We thank them too. Some members of the hosting committee also provided their homes or offices for the enjoyable dinners last night. Our special thanks must go to hard-working organizing committee and the staff who helped them. We ask them to stand so we can recognize their offer, their efforts. Peter Wallace, venue subcommittee chairman. Geoff Cox, hospitality. Dr. Peter Marshall, workshops. John West, entertainment and registration. Ron Brady, the treasurer, who's still busy collecting. Ian Hoare-Lacy. And of course, the silent workhorse, John Roseman, the hardworking secretary. Barry Council, chairman and their staff. Doris Ann and Dan. And Andin. Lorraine Kerr. Michael, Michelle Nylon. Hilary Roseman. Secretary Jaime and I would like to thank the staff from Manila, our energetic, nagging Secretary General, Teresa Nieva, Feli Apri and Emily Apari.
She's not here.
And the members of the ASEAN Congress Council, particularly Perry Luk of Hong Kong, Dr. Thomas Hong Soon Hon of Korea, Dr. Franz Seda of Indonesia, Ernest Kaler, the treasurer of the ABC, Kunying Satsima, the host for the next Congress. Yes. As we close this fourth Congress, you will all agree with me that we are richer in knowledge because of the moving presentation and sharing of experiences by our speakers and presenters. It was so refreshing to listen to John Fletcher articulating another criteria for measuring business performance outside of the financial balance sheet, which is a corporate social balance sheet. I had to pinch myself several times to find out whether John was an incarnation of cardinal sin, but to our pride, he was a chief executive officer of Australia's leading bank, with the majesty of his office delivering in no unmistaken language the new vision of managing business in Asia. I hope that we who attended this Congress can internalize and put into action many of the conclusions arrived at this Congress in our businesses and our communities, so that as we move from Australia to Thailand, the face of Asia will be better because we lit our candle, then curse the darkness. May I now ask you to join me in a round of applause for the members of the hosting committee, but more particularly to you, because of your presence and inspiration to all of us.
In response to the votes of thanks, we're going to call upon two people very quickly. John Roseman, our hard-working secretary, to respond to that vote of thanks, and Dr. Owen Parnaby, representing John Ralph from the hosting committee. Would you two gentlemen care to respond at that microphone there, please?
Barry and Jose Concepcion, thank you very much for that expression of thanks to the hosting committee. As you said, the hosting committee was representative in its membership of the leaders of business and government in Australia. They were honoured to be invited to help in the preparation of this Congress, just as they were honoured that you chose to come to Melbourne. They will be well satisfied with the success of this, and we want to congratulate the Congress on the success of this conference and to wish them well in continuing the good work in the fifth Congress. Thank you very much.
I just like to thank you all and say to you, may God bless you, may he keep you, may your profits grow, may your social accountability grow, and may he keep you in his peace, and may justice be with you all the way, and take you home safely to your country, and thank you for everything you've given our country. Amen.
I admitted one thank you.